Ve'im ein loy bas, and if the person doesn't even have a daughter, choyzeres hanachlo lemaila lebeisoviv, then the inheritance goes up the ladder to his father, to the person who passed away's father. Ze bechinas chazoras hadomim. This represents the concept of the blood returning, she'olim lemalo b'shas hatzora chas v'shalom, whereby the blood rushes upwards during a time of tzora. In order to understand this properly, we'll read a paragraph from this Torah in Likutei Moran. Rabbein Azal says in middle of paragraph Beis, in this chapter on Likutei Moran that we're basing this on, that this is why the toida is called halacha. Because a toida, he says, the toida is brought when a person comes out of a tzora, when a person, like Ben Shin Goimel, when a person comes out of a difficult tzara, an operation, crossing the ocean, those kind of things. Ki kishenoiflim lezehu tzara chas v'sholom, azai ikra tzara b'leiv. Because whenever a person is in a major crisis or emergency, the main crisis is felt by the heart. Ki halev yoidea umargish hatzara b'yoser. Because the heart is the organ that's most sensitive and feels the crisis the most. K'moy shekosuv, as it says in Mishlei, lev yoidea moras hanefesh. It's the heart of the person that feels the pain of the body more so than anything else. That's the center of emotions and feelings. Ki halev maven. There's a pasuk that says lev maven. V'alkein hu margish hatzora b'yoser. Therefore, the heart feels it the most. V'azai b'shas hatzora. And whenever a person is in a moment of crisis, miskansen kol hadomim v'oilem el halev. All blood of the body rushes the heart. It all goes up and flows to the heart. Kemoi kisheyesh tzora be'ez amokim chas v'shalom, azai miskansen kulam el achocham sheyesham lekabel menu etza. Just like when a tzora hits a city, when a city is hit with a crisis, they all go rushing to the chocham of the city to say, what do we do? How do we deal with this? Kemoi kein niskatsin kol hadomim v'oilem el halev levakesh etza v'tachbula keneged atzora. So too, there's this natural reaction in the body that when a person is hit with a crisis, the blood rushes to the heart, who is called the king of all the organs of the body, to ask the heart for advice, how to deal with it. Vazai heim shoitvim al alev. And when this happens, the blood rushes the heart like waves in the ocean, comes at it like waves. Va'oz halev b'tzoro u'bedoichik godol. And when that happens, the heart is in tremendous pressure and tzoro. The Rachman son heart attack that comes sometimes because of that reason. A sudden shock, a sudden fright, a sudden tzoro. Or the fact that the heart starts beating more quickly when a person feels themselves in a tzoro. Kiloi dai shehalev doyag biatzmoi. It's not enough that the heart is worrying by itself, has its own level of concern. Kihu margish hatzora yosem ikulam, because the heart feels the tzora more than any other organs of the body. Af gam hadamim shoytfam olav matzir loim oy. But this rushing of the blood, where all the blood rushes to the heart and imposes pressure on the heart, in a sense. V'alkein kishyesh chas v'sholom tzora l'odom, Rabbein Azal says, for this reason, when a person has a tzora, halev doifek bitfekus gedoilos, the heart beats very powerfully and quickly. Ki hu mevakesh l'nanea me'atzmoi u'lashlicha me'olav, because the heart is trying to push away the blood, like the blood is rushing the heart, and the heart is trying to push it away, to hold it back. V'alkein hu doifek bitfekus gedoilos b'shas hatzora. And when the problem is resolved, when the crisis is subdued, then the blood starts circulating normal again in the body. It starts flowing regularly. That's why this korban toida, which is brought after a person gets out of a tzora, after a person gets relief from a tzora, he mechuna b'shem halacha. The korban toida is given this nickname of halacha, al shem tahaluchos hadamim shehoilchem keseder kashoyetz me'atzorim, based on the flow, the natural flow of blood that's restored when a person goes gets out of the tzorim. Halucha means to flow, like hiluch tahaluchot hadamim, that the circulatory system starts flowing normally after the tzor is eliminated. So here Rabbeinu Zal connects the term halacha, toido halacha, with tahaluchot hadamim, and he says that when the tzora happens, the blood rushes the heart from below. The blood from the legs and lower part rushes the heart, and then when the tzora is relieved, the blood goes back down and back up to where it came from. The heart is relieved from this rush that was imposed on the heart. This is what makes a woman be able to give birth, and to be able to give birth easily. And he goes into a whole discussion showing the connection between giving birth, the process of giving birth, and this whole thing that we discussed here. Showing the connection of letoido is toilodo, and hori lashem kolorot is halacha, etc., etc. Now let's see how Rav Nosson Zal ties this in. He said, "Ve'im ein loy bas, choizeres hanachlo lemalo lebeis soviv." If there's no daughter, then the inheritance gets passed up the ladder to the father, who's above the son, you know, above this person who passed away. Ze bechinas chazoras hadomim she'olam lemalo b'shas hatzorach hashom. This represents the blood returning, this blood that rushed up when there was the tzora. When a person gets out of the crisis, which is when they're giving the thanks offering already, when the blood goes back to its normal flow, then the blood returns. It returns to its original flow. The word domim means blood in Hebrew, and the word domim means money. And then the blood starts flowing the same way it did before, its normal flow within the feet. As Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in that chapter on the Likutei Moran. But when a person is not zoichet to have children, a person who wasn't zoichet to have a son or a daughter, that implies that his nefesh is still feeling this trouble, in a sense, this crisis. She'oz hadomim oilim lamalo. And we said before, at the time of crisis, the blood rushes up. So that's why the Yerusha, when there's no ben or bas, the Yerusha goes up. The blood goes up, the domim, which is blood, goes up. The Yerusha goes up the ladder to the father. V'yalkein be'emes omra zal, kol she'enei meniach ben liyorshoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mismali olav evra. That's why the Gemara makes a statement that a person who doesn't leave behind a son to inherit him, Hashem is filled with anger at that person. Evra means anger. Bechinas ki'isha ubra, like a woman who is pregnant. The word for pregnancy is ubra. Ki kishe'enoi moilid bein liyorshoi, because if a person doesn't produce a son to inherit him, nisharu hadomim lamalo, then the blood remains up. He's in a state of crisis, which means the blood has rushed up and it hasn't been able to come back down to the legs the way it normally does. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, the Gemara says that when a woman's about to give birth, ragleho nitzananois, her feet get cold. Why does she get cold? Because the blood from the legs rushes up to the heart. That's what happens at the time that she's about to give birth. So again, this blood rushing up, b'shas tzorah. And when the tzor is over, the blood goes back down to her feet. That kind of thing. Sheze bechinas ki kishe'enoi moilid ben liyorshoi nisharu adomem lamalo. Sheze bechinas ibor beloi hoilodo chasashon. It's the concept of being pregnant and not giving birth. During pregnancy, especially at the moment when the person is supposed to give birth, we said the blood rushes up. And if there's no child produced, then the blood remains up there. Shemishom kol atzoris, Rahman Slam. That's where the tzora comes from. V'alkein mekablim beis oviv hanachlo umomoy na Yerusha. This is why his father's household receives the inheritance and the money. ki heim tzrichem lesakin oisoi aidei shemekablam hamamoim. They are responsible to make a tikkun for this person who passed away by their receiving the money. The tikkun of which is through the support of Torah. This tamche being the legs to support Torah, which is the whole concept of the Yerusha. That's why the father comes before all of his kids. In other words, Reuven passed away. His father was Yaakov. And Reuven had other brothers and sisters. His father Yaakov comes before any of his brothers. If he had kids, if he had sons and daughters, they come first. But if not, his father inherits before any of his brothers or sisters. The wife gets her ksuba. Remember? She has a ksuba. That's hers. Yerusha, if he wants to leave her anything, she's in the back. Again, he has the right to leave her everything. If he knows that his kid, you know, this is the default. If the husband does not specify, this is the default. And there's a few places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zalman, there's Hilchos Nachlois. We're going to learn in Choshen Mishpat. It's coming up soon. Starts on page Tzadik Hei. We're going to have a lot of Hezber about how the Torah sets up the structure of inheritance and why. Yes?
The connection between Evra and Ibor?
Ibor is a time of Midas Hadin. When a woman is pregnant, the blood is gathering together inside of her. When a woman gives birth, there's that, the afterbirth. What's the afterbirth? Tons of blood that come out of her. That all of that blood was gathering together during the time of pregnancy. Midas Hadin, when the blood is rushing the heart. And again, Chas Hashem, in some cases it results in heart attack, or in some cases it results in serious problems because it is Midah. And again, a woman who's pregnant is in a state of din. We said, Al Kshalosh Dvorim Noshim Mesois B'Shas Leidoson, that at the time of pregnancy and birth, the woman's in a state of Sakona because there's a Midah Sadin at that time. Ibur is Miloshin Evra, which is Kas, which is Midah Sadin. There's tremendous blood. When she gives birth, that's when the Gemara says there's the sweetening of the din, because that's the whole concept of nursing. The milk that forms from the blood, that's the red being converted to white. Dam neka v'nasa cholov, that's hamtoka sadin.
But she's in a state of din.
Yes.
Ibor because of the hate, why? Because
that's number one. It came through a curse. Remember, El Hoish Omar, Hashem said to Chava, Harbo arbe itzvonech. You're going to have a lot of suffering. Veheroinech, and your birth, your pregnancy. Be'etzev tel dibonim. The process of giving birth will be be'etzev, be'atzvus. The Gemara says, it's zvoinech veheroinech, zetzar gidul bonim. Veheroinech, zetzar ho'ibur. V'yalkeim ho'ov koidem l'kol yoytzei reichoi. This is why the father comes before all of his kids. Because again, if there's no son or daughter, then the next step is it's got to go up to the father. Because he's the root, the source of the Yerusha and money. This is why the daughters of Tzlovchod said, if we're not considered children, then Tisyabe Mimenu, then our mother should have to go through Yibum. Remember, Tzlovchod did not have any sons. He had five daughters. And they were going to give away the inheritance that the daughters should get nothing. So they said, what kind of baloney? If we're not considered kids, then our mother should have to go through Yibum. And we see that she does not have to go through Yibum. So obviously, it is considered as if our father had children, despite the fact that we're daughters. Kize Bechinas Yibum Vachalitza. Because this is the whole concept of Yibum and Chalitza. V'ze b'chinas ha-Yibum shel Yehuda al pegam er v'oinon she'eschisu darkom. This is the whole concept of the Yibum that Yehuda performed for his kids, Er and Oinon, who were mashchizera. They left the world without children. And Yehuda was the tikkun for them, in a sense. By Yehuda having relations with Tamar and bringing children into the world, that was the Yibum Chalitza for Er and Oinon, as Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain now. Now here comes a very interesting, deep piece. Ki ikar hatikun al yedei choylodas habonim lahachnis haneshomois betoich gufim daiko. The main tikkun in the world is by bringing children into the world, whereby neshomois get put into bodies. Ki ein ben David bo ad sheyichlu kol haneshomois shebeguf. Because the Gemara says in one place that Moshiach can't come until all the neshamos in heaven have been used up, have all been sent down into bodies and come into this world. That's one of the major criteria in Moshiach being able to come. Kamoi shekosuv, as it says in a pasuk, uvo letzion goel, the Redeemer will come to Jerusalem, to Yerushalayim, and he's going to come to fix up all the sins of the Jews, so speaks Hashem. And I, Hashem, declare my covenant with them, Shehu Roshe Tevois Guf Bonov, Kamoshikosov Bekavonos Hayin Shom. The Arizal says that the first letters of these words, Goyel Uleshove Fesha, spells the word Guf, the body. And the next words, Beyakov, Ne'um, Hashem, Va'ani, spells the word Bonov, the bodies of your children. Uvo Letzion, he will come to Jerusalem. Mashiach will come when and through what? Through the bodies of your children. Ki daiko kishehaneshomois, shehem chelek elukam imal, bechinas achdu shapo aposhut. Because it's only when souls, which represent the oneness of Hashem, because the neshamas are part of Hashem, they're a chelik of this achdus haposhut. When the neshama, which is super, super achdus haposhut, gets put into a body, which is super, super pe'ulois mishtanois. In the body, there's 4 billion different things, right? There's hands and feet, there's nerves, there's red corpuscles and what red blood cells, white blood cells, arteries, veins. You can write a 5,000-page book describing all the different things in the body, right? The difference, the circulatory system, the respiratory system, the nervous system, you know, all the immune system, so many pe'ulois mishtanois going on in the guf. Shebeguf echod yesh kamo evorim, because in one body there's so many organs, 248 different organs, right? V'koichos, and different energies flowing through the body. V'chushim, and then there's the five senses, the ability to see, hear, smell, taste. V'dalad yisoidos, and there's the four elements, the fire, water, air, and dust. The shinuyim rabim le'ein mispor. There's an infinite number of different things in the body. That's in one body. The cholshgein bein guf leguf. And how much more so if we want to analyze the differences between one person's body and another person's body? Again, so many. This one's tall and short and fat and skinny and more. This one has This one's anemic, this one has too much, you know, this one has too much sugar, this one's diabetes, you know, so many billions of differences, you know, from one to the other. So therefore, the body represents the epitome of pulois mishtanois. The neshama represents the epitome of achdus haposhut. It's chelek elokam imal. So now, when neshama gets put into body, kishekol elu hagufim mevatlem atzman legabi haneshama, when all of these different bodies of a person's kids or Klal Yisrael, when they are mevatel themselves to the neshama, they humble themselves and they let the neshama be in charge. Va'omrim kulam b'lev echod Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, and they all say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod, like the sons of Yaakov Avinu did. Remember the 12 sons when he suspected them that maybe, you know, when the Ruach Hakodesh left him, and he said, you know, when he wanted to tell them when Mashiach is coming. And then he saw that Ruach HaKodesh left him, so he said, maybe there's something wrong with him. So all 12 of them united and said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. They were 12 different guys, as different as night and day, right? And they all united on this Hashem Echod, v'nichlolim b'achdusay haposhut yisborach, and they merged together in this oneness of Hashem, ze ikor Hisgalus Achdus Haposhut Mitoch Pulois Mishtanois. This is the epitome of the accomplishment of this concept of Achdus Haposhut Mitoch Pulois Mishtanois. When different people, different bodies, and each one has a neshama in them, and the body is the epitome of Pulois Mishtanois, and the neshama is the epitome of Achdus Haposhut, and when all of these people together say Shema Yisrael, that's the best example of Pulois Mishtanois being Nichlal in Achdus Haposhut. Shezeh Yokor Mo'oid Etzlo Yisborach. This is something that's very precious to Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, Kishenefesh V'ruach V'chulu Bo L'zeh Ho'ilam, when a nefesh, ruach, neshama come to this world, Ve'enoi Mislabish B'guf Chas V'shalom, and it does not go into a body, when a soul gets pulled into this world without a body, it doesn't have a body to go into, who pegam godoil v'otzum moed rachmonotzlam. This is an incredible type of sin, chas v'shalom, an incredible defect. When a man and woman have relations, chas v'shalom, not for the purpose, in other words, intentionally trying not to let children come into the world, chas v'shalom, that's considered a tremendous pigam. The case of Er and Oinon, where they were spilling their seed, bedafka forcing that notch that souls should come into the world every time the husband and wife are together, neshamas are being brought in. And they're forcing the situation that the neshama should not have a body to go into. It's super pigam. Ki tekev kisha nefesh bolo ze hoilam. Because as soon as the soul comes into this world, shehu meruba beklipos chas kiyadua, this soul, which is this world, which is loaded with klipos and tuma, azai heim nechozim bo moed. These klipos grab on to this neshama, umamshichen oisolatoich ribui hashinuyim desitrachra. So when a neshama comes into this world, we say this world, which is loaded with klipos, all of these klipos grab onto the neshama and try to pull it into the multi shinuyim, the differences of the sitra achra, hanechozim papulois mishtanois shel ze hoilam, which are related to the pulois mishtanois of this world. In other words, olam haba represents oneness. The Gan Eden or olam haba, or the throne of Hashem, represents achdus haposhut. Olam hazeh, this place, is the epitome of differences, right? Olam Hazeh, you have all of these pulois mishunois, the 70 nations of the goyim, and the bodies, and the different foods, and the different doimim tzamei achayim adaber. Here's where you have all the differences. So when the neshama comes into the world, the klipois latch onto it, and try to pull it into the sitrachra, to drown it in pulois mishunois. Ve'eino yecholo lalois lihikoleo b'achdus haposhut. And it does not have the ability to go up and merge with the achdus haposhut. Because the neshama did not go into a body when the neshama is in a body, and the person is zoicha to put the neshama in charge of the body, and the body says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then the pulois mishtanois are, then the neshama is doing what it's supposed to do and everything's working. But when the neshama is here without a body, a neshama without a body can't say Shema Yisrael, can't do mitzvos, can't be nichlal in achdus haposhut. Ki mizeh ha'olam yefsher lehanefesh shetale v'tuchlal bi'achdus haposhut ki im daiko k'shibo b'sech guf gashmi. Because in this world, it's impossible for a neshama to merge with the achdus haposhut unless it's got a body, unless it's working together with a body, which enables it to do mitzvahs and to learn Torah and everything. A neshama alone in this world without a body can't be nichlal in achdus haposhut. She'oz nimshecho letachlis. I'm sorry. Kim daiko kishibo b'terek kufagashmi. It's only when the neshama is put into a physical body. She'oz nimshecho letachlis hapulois mishtanais. Where when the neshama is dropped into the body, it's being thrown into this ocean of pulois mishtanois. We said the body is super pulois mishtanois. Ve'oz daiko tucha lehisroimim lehikolel misham daiko b'achdus haposhut. And it's bedafka, when the neshama is thrown into the body, this epitome of pulois mishtanois, that the neshama has the potential and the ability to be nichlal in achdus haposhim. If it fights the battle and wins, if it takes over the body and controls the body, the neshama plus body have the ability to be nichlal and achdus haposhud by saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod, by doing a mitzvah. Every time you do a mitzvah, we said mitzvah is yud kei vov kei. So the neshama and the guf together are nichlal and achdus haposhud. But that's only if the neshama has a body. Whereas, ki bishvil ze bora Hashem yisporach esa odom im kol ha'olam atoli boy begufim gashmiim. Because this is the reason why Hashem created man and the whole world, which is attached to the person with physical bodies. Why did Hashem create man with a physical body and everything? Kedei shedaiko mitachlis hagashmiim horechoikim ma'oid mimenu yisborach, so that bedavka, from the epitome of gashmius, the body, there's nothing more megushim than the human body. This zhlub, this piece of meat, meat and flesh that wants cake and wants sleep, it wants all the gashmis. It's the epitome of pulois mishtanois. Daika from that, the neshama has the ability to use that as a diving board to be nichlal in the achdus haposhut. That's the yeridah letzoruch aliyah. When the neshama, which by nature is achdus haposhut, gets thrown into a body, which by nature is the epitome of pulois mishtanois, then if it's matzliach, that's its springboard to be nichlal in achdus haposhut on the highest level. But if the neshama is without a body, and it's floating around in this place of super pulois mishtanois, the klipois latch onto it and pull it down, and it has no way of bouncing out. It has no way of getting out of the klipois, chas v'shalom.
What's the difference between that, like when a person dies, the neshama goes back up? Why is it that with these neshamas that come in without a body, they get mixed up?
How does the neshama go back up? Is it train? No, it has to have permission to go back up. It has to have fuel. When a Martian rocket lands on Earth, if they don't have Earth to get back, they're stuck, right? In all the cartoons, that's how it's lahavdil. When a neshama gets into this Earth and it doesn't have fuel to get back up, it don't go up. It stays right here. The Baal Shem Tov, there's a famous story with the Baal Shem Tov that he came into a certain shul one time. And they saw that he looked like he was there were 5,000 people. He couldn't move. He looked like he was being pushed on all sides. So they asked him, "What's wrong?" He said that in this shul, the tefillos for the past hundreds of years haven't been able to go up. People have been davening, but the tefillos were pogum. So the shul is packed with tefillos, the tefillos that haven't made it upstairs. So they're all around this shul, and there's no room to stay. So a zhlub walks in, he doesn't see it, doesn't feel it. The Baal Shem Tov walked in, he saw this and felt it. He was sensitive to it. He saw that there's no place to move in this room because all the tefillos have stayed down on earth. There are many neshamos. Rabbi Nazal said that one of the reasons why he chose to be buried where he was because there were many neshamos sitting there that couldn't go up. And that the only way that they could go up would be with his passing away and being buried among them, that would give them the ability to go up. There's a lot to say about this topic. So I'm saying, here Rav Nosson Zal is showing that the neshama is achdus haposhut. The guf is pulois mishtanois. The neshama itself, however, it's the way that it has an aliyah and gets really elevated to merge with the ultimate achdus haposhut is only through the arida, by getting put into a guf, which is super, super pulois mishtanais. And if it goes through that test and passes it, where it overtakes the body and subdues the body under it and uses the body to do mitzvahs and Torah, then that gives the neshama that rocket fuel that when the person passes away, or sometimes even during the person's lifetime, the person has the ability to be nichlal in this achdus haposhut. But that's only if the neshama had a body to go into. If it doesn't, chas v'shalom, how is it supposed to get back up? How is it supposed to...
So why is the Gemara bring out it's good for to have relations during the pregnancy, since in the last 2 months of the pregnancy?
The answer is because the Arizal explains that that's still... And a woman who can't even give birth at all, it's still a mitzvah for them to be together because it creates neshamos. it brings neshamos in a kosher way, in a good way. In other words, as long as it's being done al pi Torah, based on the laws of the Torah, it's not, then the neshama, then the klipos can't latch on to the neshama, and the neshama gets its tikkun. There are ways that those neshamas get their tikkun. Those neshamas that are brought in without bodies because a child happened not to be born or because she was pregnant, the Arizal shows how those neshamas get their tikkunim. It's only when it's being done in a sinful way that then you're forcing a neshama into the world with no body and no way to get a tikkun, then it's a tremendous tragedy. The 6 days of the week represent Tuma, Klipa, Sitrachra, versus Shabbos, which represents the time when all din leaves and there's only Kiddusha and only holiness. So that even for the Talmud Chacham, this item which is the most difficult test, this item which is the holiest item and which the Satan tries to mess up as much as he can, even for the Talmud Chacham, the time when he can be assured that it'll be in purity and positive way is Bedavka Shabbos. We're going to learn a lot more about this topic. Rav Nosson Zal's bringing it in as a side item, you know, related to this, the flow that we're on. So he says again that this is why Hashem created man and the whole world with physical bodies. So that Bedavka from this epitome of Gashmius, which is as far away from Hashem as could possibly be, that bedavka gives you the ability to come close to Hashem. The ikur kovoid of Hashem is to be nichlal in Hashem. Lahavdil, again, it's this concept of a diving board. That the lower down this, that you give a jump on that diving board, and you, when the neshama goes into the body the right way, bedavka through that, it can shoot up to a very, very high place.